Can you tell us a little bit about Nickel Boys?
Yeah, so this is Ramel Ross's first film since Hail County This Morning, This Evening. It's his foray into narrative filmmaking. It's an adaptation of the best-selling novel by Colson Whitehead. It follows two young boys in a reform school in the Jim Crow era of Florida. And what's really unique about this film, to me, is the way that he approaches the filmmaking of it. It's told in the first person, so he kind of approached it as if the characters were given cameras to make their own Hail County This Morning, This Evening. And it really gives a wholly unique viewing experience and connects the viewer to the characters in a completely new emotional and sensory perspective as cinema. I think it's formally groundbreaking and sort of a new discovery in cinematic language.
Hail County This Morning, This Evening is just such a simple seeming film, but it has just such a beautiful language and how it tells this quiet story of this certain group of people at this certain time. It's a documentary done without any narration, but it's poetic. And it has such a lush approach because he was a photographer first.
Yeah.
And so the imagery is just so gorgeous, so much just more beautiful than you usually get from Verite documentaries. And I'm excited to see what he does with this kind of narrative approach and what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think it's like really technically impressive, just the way that he, you know, requires the performers to operate the camera or, you know, just be behind the camera as their scene partner is looking directly into the camera. It creates such a unique experience that it's really hard to explain. You just kind of have to see it to understand. Yeah, it's hard to like find a touchstone because it really is that unique. And I think it's actually kind of incredible that this and The Brutalist will be opening on the same weekend because they really make a great pair. I got to see them in successive nights. I saw the Nickel Boys one night and then I saw The Brutalist the next night with both of the directors in attendance. And I think they really reflect part of American history that feels specific to this era and how we reckon with these dark truths of American history specifically. And one, The Brutalist feels almost like a forgotten form that we're tapping back into, where Nickel Boys feels like the new form, and they really pair well together. I don't know about a double feature because they do take some time to, you know, decompress after, but I think viewing them over the same weekend or over the same week will really, really sit well with audiences.
Long time, long time, long time.
Woo! That's it, Em. You're doing great.
What happened to that one kid? He used to hang with all the time.
You don't remember?
Remember what?
You really don't remember.
Nickel Boys is now in theaters, including film streams. Come on. And before I go, I want to invite you to join us for January's pop-up cinema at Millwork Commons. We're screening the Academy Award-winning 1976 documentary, Harlan County, USA, directed by the legendary Barbara Koppel. It's a powerful film capturing the heart-wrenching struggle of a community fighting for survival against corporate greed. It's an important film, it's one of my favorite films, and it couldn't be more timely. Mark your calendars for Thursday, January 30th at 7 p.m. at Millwork Commons. And stick around after the film for a conversation about its impact on today's world with my friend Brett O'Shea from Rev Left Radio. Don't miss this night of cinema and conversation. Learn more at KIOS.org.
Harlan, Kentucky is coal country, where men work long hours for short wages, where poverty, black lung, and needless disaster are facts of life. In 1973, the men voted to join the United Mine Workers Union. The company refused to sign the contract, and so began the battle of Harlan County, USA.
For KIOS, I'm Joshua LeBure.